Get ready to power start your day with wealth, lifestyle, and leadership coach, Nicola Smith Jackson. Tune in each Monday through Friday at 8 a.m. Eastern for your daily dose of motivation and business education to help you build big business and be successful. And now, here's Nicola.
All right, good morning, family, and welcome to Power Start Your Day. This is Nicola Smith Jackson, and we are going to reawaken your spirit this morning, resuscitate your passion, renew your mind so you can recommit to the plan that God has for you, and that's for you to build a big business. Now, listen, we're here every Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. If you haven't done this already, go ahead and share the call with other people. They can dial in at 602-753-1848 or listen online with their smart device, iPad, tablet, PC, or Mac at blogtalkradio.com/success with Nicola. Well, we're here at Financial Freedom Friday. Financial Freedom Friday. And you want to go ahead, get ready to get in the queue. Go ahead and get ready and get in the queue. I am telling you right now that we have to close out. It's time for you to soar like an eagle. We'll have two scriptures on today. It is going to be out of the book of Matthew, and then we'll have out of the book of Hebrews. And so you're going to be looking at Matthew 23 and 11, and then Hebrews 6 and 10. Matthew 23 and 11 and Hebrews 6 and 10. And this is what I want you guys to know, is that in order for you to soar, you're going to have to serve. I know I get it. People believe that in network marketing that it's all about how can people serve them? How can their company serve them? How can the opportunity serve them? How can their team serve them? But the word of the Lord says opposite. People who sit and wait to be served versus be the servant will continue to only get the crumbs. You will not get what God has for you because he laid it out. Now, I want you to get ready for what we're going to be talking about on today. Because if you get this, success and network marketing will become so fulfilling. Your life is going to change in a major way for the better. But sometimes because of our storms of life, our past experiences, us feeling inadequate, even coveting other people's success, we lose sight of what it really takes to soar. Let's go to the Lord so we get it straight. I don't want this to be something you heard. I want this to be something you know. I don't want this to be something that you're only watching. I want this to be something that you do so you can soar like an eagle. Father God, we come before you. We honor you on this day. This is the day that we have made, and we are so glad and joyous that we're here in the land of the living. Dear Lord, I ask you to let your Holy Spirit be shown mighty and strong. Dear Lord, we're thanking you, oh Father God, for your Holy Spirit. Not only does he comfort us, we're not only looking for coddling on today. We want you to teach us, direct us, and correct us so we can get on the right path to soar like eagles. Dear Lord, we're thanking you, oh, Father God, for your example that you've given us of the eagle. But you say, oh, dear Lord, that you made us in the likeness of our image. And even the angels will say, but what is man that thou art mindful of thee? Listen, people of God, we want them to know like never before that they were destined to be great, that they will walk into their greatness even now. We know that can't happen without faith. So now as their faith and their hope is increasing, let their territories begin to expand. As we are going forth to do these great exploits in your name, let us not ever get it twisted and forget that the mission is all about you. We're thanking you, oh Father God, that your will is being done right here on earth as it is in heaven. Your people are getting it, that they know that they need to serve. We bless your holy name and we seal this prayer with the blood of your son, Jesus Christ. As we purify our hearts and clean our hands, we honor you. Amen. Let's hop into the word first because this is so just straightforward. Matthew 23 and 11. The word of the Lord says that the greatest among you will be your servant. The greatest among you shall be your servant. So if you are looking to be amongst the greatest, if you are looking to soar like an eagle, remember now the eagle, we're going to go over and review the characteristics of the eagle so you can get this. You can't be sobbing and wallowing in your fears, in the dramas of life, and serve at the same time. You have to decide if you're going to be great. You can't sit there and be all in your feelings as you are being groomed from the eaglet to becoming the eagle. If you don't serve. Now, this is why a lot of people don't serve, because they think that they're not going to get their reward. They think that the reward is not coming fast enough. Well, I did my 555. I did this. I'm not seeing success. It's not happening for me like it's happening for them. And they're losing sight. That's total opposite of being great. And so we want to go into Hebrews 6 and 10. Let's listen to this. He says, God is not unjust. He will not forget your work and the love you have shown him as you have helped his people and continue to help them. Serving is such a thing that if you're going to soar like an eagle, you can't stop serving. That has to be in alignment with your purpose. Now, who are you serving? We went through some characteristics of the eagle over this series, and we first talked about how that eagle has a powerful vision. They can see differently than any other animal, and even they can see more keen than even a human. They're high and they are fearless. They fly high and they're fearless. So for those who really have a problem with people who are super successful, or you think that they're something like aliens instead of them being just real people who literally said, I'm walking in the full call of God, and you saying, you know what, that's what I want. I want to walk in the full call of God for my life. The eagles don't try to avoid storms. The storms of life are typically one of the main reasons or the main reasons why people don't operate at their fullest potential. They're fearful of storms, and when they're in a storm, it makes them deter, go the other way, or even become complacent to stay on the bottom. And this last characteristic of the eagle talks about the eagle nurturing their young. Eagles develop more eagles. Now, you can't develop eagles, you can't develop leaders on your team, what have you, without serving them. You have to lead by example. So they're always seeing you never taking initiative, never going forward, never moving through storms, never pushing through, never just going all out on your grind, that you're only waiting on what your upline is going to do for you or to you. You won't be able to develop more eagles. But eagles nurture their young a little different than how people think nurturing should be. I know most people believe that nurturing is only about the coddling, only about the patting on the back, only about showing you recognition, only about calling your name and making sure that you're up in lights. Eagles, in the beginning, they bring their eaglets high up. They're very protective of their eaglets. And I know some of the leaders who worked with me, they will now begin to understand a lot probably off of this particular series. Very protective. But over time, the eaglet has to leave the nest. The eagle will put the eaglet on her back and fly high and drop the eagle. If the eagle's not ready, to pick him back up. Go up high, drop the eagle. Still not ready, then now the eagle, bring the eaglet back up into the nest and then start plucking away the nest. Remember we talked about how when the eagle is trying to renew or get more life out, he'll knock the beak off, and then when the beak grow back, take out all of his feathers and regrow the feathers. Eagles, the development of eagles, is not on an easy terrain. We talked about that, you know, when the waters are always still and calm, it will never develop a skilled sailor. The nurturing of an eaglet that is being groomed to be an eagle is not all about the eaglet. It's about the legacy of the eagle. You will never become a true eagle without doing what eagles do. If the greatest amongst you is the servant and you're always still looking to be served, you will never soar like an eagle. Every day you must wake up in your mind that you're developing to leave the nest to be an eagle. You'll never soar like an eagle without consistently serving, helping, and continuing to help, and continuing to help. But you got to sow into people who want to be eagles. At some point in time, if we all were to get it, that if the greatest amongst us is our servant, if everybody just woke up to serve and not look to be served, this industry would revolutionize the way anybody even earn income, live life. You know, we're here at the Beyond Leadership Conference with Eric Worre, and oh my gosh, I was so grateful, so many ahas and things that I'm going to bring back to the team. But I'm looking and saying at some point in time, the consistency of the sowing that I do, we just need to see that same consistency of the sowing and the sowing and the sowing of the eaglets that are growing into these eagles. This is for everyone on the line. People log in just to see and be inspired and motivated. But you're not inspired only to be inspired. You're being inspired so you can inspire. You're not being motivated just to be motivated. You're being motivated so you can go out and motivate. You're not being filled up just to be full. You're getting filled up so you can fill up someone else. When we begin to understand this, many of the struggles of this industry will just go away. I listen to and I talk with people when they see the success we have. They always want to know, how do you do it? And I'm looking in their eyes and saying, I had to move past my pain and start working through my purpose with passion. They're looking like, how do you do it? They're so looking to be served. So looking for someone to give them the answer. Instead of them desperately asking and seeking God on how they can be the solution. Family, Financial Freedom Friday, get a little deep on you. You're not going to be financially free until you get up and start serving. You won't soar until you serve. Good morning. Let's chat this morning. Coming to Q 716, last 48616. Good morning to you. God bless you. How are you this morning?
Good morning. Bless Cola. How are you this morning?
I'm awesome. Wow, we got a lot of people in this queue. Good morning. I can hear
okay.
you.
Okay. I just thank God because what I got from this is, you know, to going forth. And what I did for myself is just coming out of the I can't do it thing. And so I was on this challenge, and I actually ended up going on Facebook, and I won the challenge. And the Holy Spirit had showed me yesterday about just being consistent and about how just like when he told Moses to go and to go tell Pharaoh to let his people go, and Moses was afraid, you know, he made all these excuses of why he couldn't do this and why he couldn't do that. So he was like, oh, let me go call Aaron. You know, Aaron can speak for me. But God didn't tell Moses to go get Aaron. He said, you go. And so when he told me, Savita, I told you to go. And so, and to keep doing what I told you to do and be consistent. And so this Monday coming up will be my first webinar that I'll be having. And he just gave me structure on how to do it. And so my first, you know, getting everything up and running, and I invested in myself doing, you know, to make sure my marketing is proper and things like that. So I'm excited, and I'm just looking forward to just great things and to helping people and, you know, doing the videos and everything that God has given me step by step. And he was like, I need you to, you know, do a daily thing once a week and to help the people, but I'm going to give you the instructions, and I just need you to be obedient and to do it. And I'm just looking forward to the greatness. And that's all I have to say is I'm just looking forward to the greatness. I've stepped out and got out of that nest.
That's right. Get out the nest. Remember, I know, remember you first. I don't forget people. And you were going all down this long road about what people think about in Niagara Falls. Is that where you are? Where
mm-hmm.
are you at? Yeah, where yes. people think about in Niagara Falls. And I said, well, get out. You got mm-hmm. social media. You have the web. You can get out. You can be in Niagara Falls and be in New York City at the same time on Zoom. You understand what I mean?
Yeah.
You can be in Niagara Falls and be in Houston, Texas at the same time on Zoom or on Facebook. It's like there are no excuses in this time that we're in for you not to be successful. So I'm very, very grateful
Amen.
To hear that. Growth, I am so excited for your financial freedom. Good morning. This is 832, last 40716. I just happened to talk about Houston, Texas. Good morning. Who is that?
Good morning, Dr. Nicola. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Oh, my God. I'm shaking right now. This is Stephanie Norman out of Houston, Texas. And so, yeah, I got a quickening in my spirit this morning. When I heard the thing say, you're in the queue, I'm like, I didn't press nothing to get in the queue.
I
know that's the Holy Spirit. This is too funny because I know that's the Holy Spirit. I'm always afraid to get in the queue. I'm always afraid to speak up and say something. And this is God saying, you need to step out. This is my push this morning, I believe. And I know it's the Holy Spirit that's pushed me this morning to even speak with you. So I just want to first honor you and say thank you so much for always, always pouring in to our lives, especially mine. I've been listening to you for over a year now. I've been in the business for over a year. And I'm always afraid to get in, but this morning the Holy Spirit is just, and I was about to hang up. I say, I don't know if they said I'm going to be in the queue or not. I say, but if she come on here and say my number, I don't know what to say. I don't know, you know, I'm really full, but I just want to thank you, Dr. Cola, because I know God is using you in a mighty way, and we're being blessed. I'm truly, truly being blessed by everything, and that was just this ego message this week has just given me so much. I'm ready to get out of the nest. I've been staying in my safe comfort zone for so long. And the confirmation today is I need to move. God is pushing me out of the nest and I need to fly. And so I'm ready to do so. And thank you for everything that you do, and continued blessings to you. And thank you for letting God just use you in a mighty way.
You are so welcome. Yes, it is time. It is time to leave the nest. You know, for some people, they're still in development stage. Don't get me wrong. But I know that there are some people, they'll sit in that nest, and they just want to sit in that nest. And even they can hide behind even pins and positions and what have you. And at the end of the day, it's not pretty leaving the nest. It's going to feel like I may not be able to make it. But you do know in a very, very deep place that you can be successful. It's just kind of like buried under all of the other lack of successes. When the young lady just said, I don't know what to say, if you stop and you listen to your heart, you will know what to say. Most people are more listening to their mind. Listening to what's going on in their mind versus what's going on in their heart. And if you build a business and you serve people from heart to heart, you'll never be able to say the wrong thing to the right person. Come on now, Eaglets, it's time to leave the nest. 718, last four, 4177. Good morning.
Good morning, Nicola. It's Barbara in New York. How are you?
Hey, Barbara. Good morning.
Well, I have to tell you, this has been a great series. This has taken me up, down, all around, facing things that I haven't wanted to face, feelings that I haven't wanted to face. And, you know, I spoke out yesterday and I said I was going out, and I did. And I said I wasn't coming home until I had made some connections. Well, I'm doing my first PBR today at a real estate office, and four or five people in the office. I'm going to do the presentation and see where we can go. And, you know, I've been working on the web. And for me, getting out of the nest was networking belly to belly, getting
That's
out
right.
there, you know. And so this has been tough for me because I don't know why. I've always dealt belly to belly. I was in the beauty business. I was an interior designer. I mean, that was how I made my living, was working with people one-on-one. But for some reason, I don't know. But regardless, I've moved past it, and it's so freeing. Mm-hmm. I like soaring like an eagle, Nicola. I love it.
I like an eagle because you are one.
Thank you. And serving, I
acting
it's
like
so
a chicken.
Funny that
you
said that this morning, because last night I host two calls a week for my team on Zoom. And the last couple of weeks, no one's been talking. No one's been, after our overview, we do kind of like a brainstorming. And I like people to talk so I know where they need help. And no one's been talking. And I finally said last night, and I said, you know, I'm here to serve you. Use me. You know, I'm not here to brand myself. I'm not here to make a name for myself. I'm here because I want to help you. But I can only help you if you communicate with me and tell me what's going on, tell me what's working, what's not working, and we'll figure it out. And people just started talking, and people started saying, you know, and coming out, and, you know, that's what I do. I love to do that. And I look at you, how exhausting your schedule is and how much you pour into us every day. And I got to be with you Saturday, and the hours you stood up there and just taught us, you know, that's priceless. And, you know, you're a true servant, and you're an unbelievable leader and a beautiful example for all of us to follow. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
God bless you. I'm telling you, you know, I know that our natural place is in success. That's why everything in our life is so dysfunctional when we're not operating or moving towards success. Come on now, Eagles. Good morning. 813, last 48010. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning, Nicola. This is Joe Butler calling from Tampa, Florida. And every time I call, I'm just so inspired by everything you say. And I just want to say something really quick about jumping out of that nest and soaring and becoming that eagle. A lot of times we're given gifts by God, but we're afraid to act upon them. And I was in that situation. I was always waiting to get validation from my upline. Should I do this? Should I do that? And I wouldn't do it, and then I would see someone else do it and start to soar. So finally I said, you know what? It's time to get out of this nest. And I didn't wait for validation. I jump out and do what was put upon my heart. And when upon doing this, I find myself soaring, and I love it, and I thank you. And that's it.
There you go. I love it. I love it. I love it. You know, and, you know, one thing about – I love what the King just said on the line just a minute ago is about, you know, waiting on a validation. If you're learning the system – you don't have to be validated to do the system. Right? An eagle is not going to leave the nest and start flying like a sparrow. It's going to fly like an eagle. And so if you are duplicating the system of what you're being trained, what you're being developed to do, and some people may say, I want to do more of it. That's all it is. The greatest amongst you is your servant. And if you consistently serve, you consistently serve, you'll soar. 760-3073. I need my glasses on. Good morning.
Good morning, Dr. Jackson. This is Joe Bailey out of Los Angeles. I just want to say, as others have already stated, but just thank you so much for your leadership. You know, it's something when you mentioned that the greatest among you, in line with the scripture, the greatest among you will be your servant. You know, if I'm not mistaken, you are number one in the company that we're in. And, you know, I've been following you for a little while. I know, you know, a little about your story and what you have overcame, and just the fact that you're on here every morning, you know, pouring into us and, you know, it's just amazing. So I just want to say thank you, Dr. Jackson, for all that you do and, you know, really allowing God to use you as a vessel, you know, to guide us. And I just want to thank you for all that you do.
Well, thank you, and thank you. I can tell you just the same way like my mentor, Dr. Monroe, told me, the best way to say thank you is to go out and live on purpose. Be successful. That's what I want to hear, oh, my God, from the bottom of my heart. I want to see people win. I want to see your family at a different level, experiencing bigger and better things, because all of you all deserve it. I know in success, they always try to let us know, like, listen, everybody can't go. And, of course, everybody can't go because everybody don't want to go. Everybody don't want to do it. But I know my purpose is to provoke that which God already placed on the inside of each and every one of you so that you can move past all the scabs, all the things that have happened, and know that deep down you really do want to do it. You know why? Because God lives on the inside of you, and he wants you to be successful. The biggest thank
Amen.
You is to be successful and go back and serve. Be successful, serve. Be successful, serve. God bless you, King. We saw them like eagles out here. Listen, I don't know. I just got a huge unction in my spirit that some people going to the next level this month. They're getting it. This is the last call. Oh, my Lord. 407, last 45119. This is the last caller. There are some people, their lives are going to the next level. I am so delighted. Good morning.
Good morning, Nicola. This is Tamika from Orlando. How are you?
Hi, Tamika. Good morning, beautiful. How are you?
I'm amazing. This call this morning just did something to me as I'm sitting here taking my notes, drinking my coffee, and a few things stuck out to me from this series this morning. The main thing is that we need to wake up and serve, and we need to be servants. That's the first thing that stuck out to me. And it's just, you know, this was really deep this morning. And when you explain it, you know, I'm so grateful for you, the way you break it down so that we're able to understand it. But you also said, let this not be something that you hear, let it be something that you know. Thing just went straight to my heart, you know. And I know what we have is valuable. I know what we offer to people is valuable. And I fully understand when you say we have to serve from heart to heart. I wrote that down on my notes, as well as you say we're getting poured into so that we can pour out to other people. And I just see you, like, I see a cup on a saucer, and I see that you are overflowing onto that saucer, and you stay filled up so that we can get what's on the saucer, because you're overflowing so much. And that's a great example to us, because that's how we're supposed to be. We're supposed to keep our own cup full so that we could pour out to other people. There's always going to be an overflow for other people. So I just thank you so much for pouring into us every morning. And it's time to leave the nest. It's time for us to leave the nest. Thank you so much.
God bless you. I am getting so emotional because my prayer is that, Lord, let them get it. You see what can happen when you decrease as a servant and let the Holy Spirit increase. I need you guys to get it. Nurturing ain't all about the coddling. Sometimes it's like just booting you out the nest and say, fly. Going to take several attempts but you're being developed to become eagles. So stop acting like chickens. Go out there and serve some people today. Make your goals and meet them. Stop letting your goals sit on the table week after week, month after month, because you won't get out there and soar like an eagle. God bless you guys on Financial Freedom Friday. Let's go make it happen.